Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Today's Battleground America podcast was probably the most important one I've ever done, just in terms of human life. It was called China's Bioweapons War on Our Soil. It was the story of an illegal immigrant from China who was actually on the run from Canada, where they had an arrest warrant out for him, who was able to come into America, because everybody else can, and open an illegal Chinese bioweapons lab. What makes this case so heart-rending is two things. Number one, this guy was a member of the Chinese military, most specifically the wing that does research and development on new weapons. But the other part were his texts to his co-conspirators on a Chinese app. It's all part of the House Select Committee's report on that lab. And in the text, he made clear what his purpose was. It wasn't to make money or commit fraud, although he did plenty of that. No, no, it was to destroy American imperialism. These were words of war. And yet, incredibly, both the FBI and the CDC, who found out about this lab in December of 2022, allowed it and him to continue to operate for a full 5 months until May of 2022. Again, it's Monday's podcast, so two podcasts back from this one. I'd encourage you to listen to it if you haven't, and to share it far and wide. I can't think of how else to save American lives and maybe humanity. Because something dawned on me after I did the podcast, and I want to add it. Am I looking at this all wrong? Is what happened here a county code inspector? Because remember, it's a county code inspector who happened to notice a hose sticking out of what should have been an abandoned warehouse. Did a county code inspector actually stumble upon the backbone of the American distribution system for COVID? I'm serious. It's a legitimate question. Given that there were genetically bred mice, genetically bred and programmed to carry and spread COVID in that lab. And the more I think about it, the more it's got me asking, thinking other things, my mind going to places I don't want it to go. And I remember this article, headline. This is from the UK Daily Mail, 31st of October, 2023. I'll attach it to the podcast write-up so you can read it yourself. Anthony Fauci-run lab in Montana experimented with coronavirus strain shipped in from Wuhan a year before COVID pandemic began. Folks, did COVID even come from China? Or did we just send the technology to China? Because remember, the Pentagon sent $40 million in Anthony Fauci, and UNC Chapel Hill sent the gain-of-function technology to the Wuhan lab. The Chinese didn't have it. We taught them how to take harmless animal viruses that would have never jumped to humans, jump them to humans, and make them virulent, so they would spread. Normally that process takes hundreds of years, but you can do it in a lab. They didn't know how. We taught them. So let's follow the links. We send the technology. The Pentagon sends $40 million to the Wuhan lab. Anthony Fauci sends Peter Daszak head of Echo Health Alliance. They transferred the technology. The virus is built in the Wuhan lab, and it's shipped back to Montana to a lab personally run by Anthony Fauci. Then we find the Chinese bioweapons lab. But the FBI, the CDC, not only doesn't care, but continues to allow it to run. Remember when the COVID virus first broke out and the Chinese government said it was American made? They were right about that. They also said we spread it. What if they weren't lying? What if it was primarily ours and we spread it? What if they partnered with us to spread it? What if that code inspector just happened to stumble upon the backbone of the distribution system? Because remember that study by those two prominent Japanese scientists? They took apart not just the COVID strain, but the variants after COVID and found they all had one thing in common. They were man-made. Is that why the FBI tried like the Dickens not to discover that lab? But then why not quietly shut it down? Why allow it to keep running? You can't help but go to some very dark places in your mind once you ask these questions. I'll attach the Japanese study link too in the podcast description for this. But let's stay on the theme. It sure looks like increasingly that our FBI and our Department of Homeland Security are trying to foment some sort of mass disaster, some sort of terrorist attack. Listen to Fox News this morning, and you couldn't help but come to that conclusion. Just last week, in testimony before Congress, FBI Director Christopher Wray laid out this shocking news. Since October 7th, you know, the Hamas attack on Israel, no less than five separate terror groups had vowed attacks on U.S. soil. Two separate branches of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, and Hezbollah. Now, imagine knowing that and not recommending we close the border. Imagine knowing that as Joe Biden, his administration, head of Department of Homeland Security, and not bothering to put air marshals on planes during a week in which, you know, there's going to be a record-breaking, highest ever expected 30 million Americans will take to the air. What's an air marshal? They began to be used heavily after 9/11. When you buy a plane ticket, you may not know this, but you are heavily background checked. If you turn up on a terror watch list, you're a terror suspect, you're terror suspect adjacent, or you fall under other rules that are classified. In other words, you are a potential danger. An air marshal flies with that flight that you take. He's armed and trained in stopping a terror attack. He's the only one in the body of the plane that can carry a gun. He's your last line of defense to keep the plane from going down or being hijacked or something else horrible happening to people. By the way, PLO terrorists, Hamas terrorists, Palestinians have a very long history of hijacking planes. If you knew there'd be record air travel and you knew our border had been breached at a record rate by terrorists, we've caught 169 so far this year. That's more than the previous 5 years combined. Imagine how many terrorists got through in the 2 million gotaways we didn't interdict since Joe Biden became president. If you know there's going to be record air travel, you'd put marshals on planes, right? But this week, there won't be any. What? There won't be any. They've stopped putting them on planes with terror suspects. They just let Americans, well, leave it to chance. Take a listen to this. It broke this morning on Fox News. And Carly Shimkus, who did the interview with Sonia Lombrosco, she's the director of the Air Marshals Council, their union, didn't realize how bad it was till mid-interview. It left her with her mouth hanging open on air. Here's what's going on.
The TSA is expected to screen a record 30 million passengers this Thanksgiving, and it comes as 169 terror suspects were encountered at the southern border last fiscal year, more than the previous 6 years combined. Air marshals, though, are tied up down at the border instead of on flights where they should be. There's going to be a record travel day coming up tomorrow with the terror alert high because of everything that's going on in Israel. Give us an update on on the situation with air marshals. Are they still getting sent down to the southern border?
Carly, nothing has changed since we've been fighting this for almost 2 years. The air marshals are still down on the border. We are not flying right now. We are ushering in illegal immigrants on the border and leaving the traveling public unsafe.
What exactly are these air marshals doing at the border? Well, it's all hands on deck to process Joe Biden and the Democrats' future voters. They need a lot of people to do that, give out the free phones, the free airline tickets. Would it be ironic if the air marshals are now actually packing the terrorists onto the planes? Because you know the Department of Homeland Security flies them in for free or puts them on buses, and a lot of them get rid of their ID at the border. So we don't even know who they are when they get on the plane. Anyway, take a listen to what the air marshals, who used to be in the air protecting you from terrorists, are doing at the border.
Why are we diverting our only resource to secure our aviation and sending them down on the border? And remember, the only thing we're doing on the border is passing out water. We're not doing law enforcement duties.
Yeah, you're doing these air marshals are doing administrative work, passing out water, like you said.
Well, the federal air marshals haven't entirely stopped flying on planes anymore.
So how many air marshals are on planes right now? And how many do you think there should be to get to a safe level?
Well, Carly, we're not flying right now. The only missions that we're doing are quiet skies missions, and those are missions that are following the January 2021 people. So we're either on the border for illegal immigrants or we're following folks from January 2021. We're not doing our regular missions where we're out there looking for the bad guys. So right now on most flights, you're not going to have air marshals.
What do you mean by that? You're following January 2021 people. What does that mean?
Oh, wait till you hear this.
That means our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
So you're saying that air marshals are now following people that were at the Capitol on January 6th, and they're not tracking terrorists at all?
Well, they didn't even have to be at the Capitol, Carly. They could have just flown into the National Capital Region. So if anybody was there for a job interview, to visit family, we even had a gentleman that was there for a funeral. They put on this domestic terrorist list just because of their geographic location to Washington, D.C. So these people did not even commit a crime. They weren't even at the Capitol.
Fox News' Carly Shimkus' reaction to this was priceless.
What? Do those people know that they're on this list?
Some of them do, because when they go to the airport, they get the QUADISs on their boarding pass, and then they have to go through enhanced security. Then they're followed by teams of air marshals on any leg of flight that they have. So, yes, a lot of them do know that they're being followed, yet they haven't been vetted, and they have not committed a crime. And 3 years later, we're still doing the same duty, and we followed the same people over and over for 3 years who are no threat to this country.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so
most hilarious of all, or sad if you somebody you love is going to be flying over Thanksgiving, is Sonia Lombrosco's advice to those who find themselves in the middle of a terror attack with no protection whatsoever from our federal government.
If you are an average passenger on a plane, how concerned should you realistically be?
I think you should be very concerned. When you're boarding the aircraft, you need to look around to see who you might be able to ask to help you, like a good Samaritan, because you're on your own. If anything happens, please don't wait. There's going to be no law enforcement that's going to help you. So you need to have a plan. Look where the exit doors are. Look where your flight attendants are standing around you. But I would look at other passengers to see, you know, I would be looking around for a football player, or somebody, a pretty big guy or a couple big guys, in case you needed to take action.
Wow.
Honest to God, it's almost as if they're openly courting a terror attack, putting all the conditions in place to foment one. If you want to know specifically who's responsible for this idiotic air marshal policy, that would be, according to Sonia Lombrosco, who is the head of the Federal Air Marshals Union, that would be the head of the TSA, David P. Pikosky, and the director of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who we came really close to impeaching and removing last week, which might have saved lives in a coming terror attack. But 9 Republicans voted with the Democrats to keep him. Today's will be the last podcast this week. I'm taking 3 days off for Thanksgiving. Hang out with the family, cook. I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. The next podcast in this series will be on Monday, the 27th of November. Have a wonderful holiday. Hey, speaking of which, I already know everything I'm eating for the holiday, and I can't wait. It's all in my fridge waiting to be cooked. And when the holiday's over, I am going to keep my weight, maintain my weight with the PhD weight loss system. It allows you to occasionally go off and have fun because it's a system you can maintain for life. I took 29 pounds off in 6 months, but it's the 9 months since that have really showed me the system works. I haven't gained a single pound back. So enjoy yourself over Thanksgiving, enjoy yourself over Christmas, but contact PhD Weight Loss and go ahead and make your appointment to beat the January rush. Knowing the whole time you're enjoying the holiday, you'll have a foolproof way to take the pounds off and get healthy again in 2024. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Check out their PhD at home plan. There's somebody in all 50 states doing it. It works great. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.